It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she dumb. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to Kingston. My ting done, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run for me gun. Can't take a threat to me newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some. With a sight to behold, wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. Then how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. See, you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Like your word is your bond, but until you do right, all you do will go wrong. Now some might mistake this for just a simple song, and some don't know what they have till it's gone. Now even when you're gone, you can still be reborn, and from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now some might listen and some might shine, and some may think that they reach perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become. Cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
Write something on the board. Let's spell it.
First letter.
L-O-G-G.
What's that?
Love.
What?
Love.
How many people know any songs about love?
Right here.
I know a lot about love.
Tell me some titles. Titles. What's some song?
Love.
Is a song called love?
Yeah.
It's no a song called
love. It's by Kirk Franklin.
All right, what is it? How I go?
It go love. Love, it goes.
Go ahead. Okay. Anybody else? Is the only song you know about love?
I will always love.
I can't hear you. What about any movies about love? You know any movies about love?
Love, Titanic.
All right.
Romeo and Juliet.
Did you know that was about love or you saw that on TV? They said it was about love.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is our open mic. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm Taylor.
And this is our Black History Month special. Thank you for tuning in. What you just heard before that little promo there was Lost Ones by Lauryn Hill from her amazing album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And before that, you would have heard Rocket by Doechii. So keeping the great tunes rolling.
Yeah, both amazing artists.
Yes.
Some of my absolute faves. So yeah, on the topic of Black History Month, I wanted to share just some of like the barriers that Black musicians face in the Canadian music industry. Just to mention again, I'm taking most of this information from the report called Industry Analysis and the Value of Black Music, created by the Diversity Institute and Advance Canada's Black Music Business Collective. So if you're interested or want to learn more about anything I'm saying, please go check it out. It's an amazing document that was created. But otherwise, I'll just give you some of the highlights. So yeah, Black musicians face many barriers to creating music and just within the network as well. So for example, in the 1990s, or in 1990, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission vetoed the establishment of a dance/R&B music radio station, and this would have met the needs of Toronto's growing African, Caribbean and Latin communities, and instead they decided in favor of making the last available FM station into another country and Western station. So this is just one example of some of the ways that Black music is, or Black artists are marginalized, I guess you could say, in the music industry. Also around this time in the 1990s, there was a lot of raiding of Toronto and Montreal rap clubs, and these clubs had primarily Black clientele, which is also like a way of repressing Black artists and Black music.
Yeah, like did they even have a reason for raiding? Were they just like, no, they can't enjoy themselves, they can't gather? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but like, from my understanding, like, this was, they were only raided because they were rap clubs. Yeah. And then, like, to talk about these barriers in a more modern sense, with the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a lot of impact on the music industry, but Black-led music companies specifically experienced disproportionate injustices through undercompensation, appropriation of works, underrepresentation, and not a lot of funding opportunities compared to white artists and white music producers. And then also just a note on like the institutional side of things. Lots of issues stem from institutionalized racism. and a study on the labor market in the music industry here in BC found that the music industry labor pool was less diverse than the provincial economy, and this included a lower proportion of women and Black and other racialized individuals. On top of this, a third of music professionals said that they experienced discrimination based on sex, age, race, and ethnicity. Crazy. Yeah. And a lot of the times, like, if there is, like, a Black person who works in the music industry, they are often sitting around a table and they're the only Black person at that table, even if the music that they're listening to is Black music. There was a study done in the U.S., it's called the Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, and it found that for 17.7 white male executives, there was only one Black female executive.
Oh my gosh. There's just like, well, it's like we want to use your culture to get streams, but you aren't going to have much of a say.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still dictating everything at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, taking pretty much like all we want from Black culture, but not
giving it recognition, giving it like,
yeah, exactly,
like why aren't other people in the room that are actually,
yeah, especially when they're listening to Black music and it's just a table full of white dudes making decisions about that,
like, hey, this isn't meant for you, I don't know.
This isn't meant for you.
Taylor, you kind of mentioned something earlier about a modern artist who did something really different and against the grain on her own terms. That was pretty cool.
Beyonce. Everyone loves Beyonce. Yeah, that was a really fun thing that I just learned. It was about her 2013 album drop. So maybe some of you listeners have already heard about this, but if you haven't and you're like me, definitely wanted to share it because she's such a queen for this. So in 2013, when she was dropping her fifth album, and it was self-titled Beyonce too, amazing, she put it out on a Friday for starters, because most of music back then was always coming out on a Tuesday, and so that's the first thing she did differently. She put it out without any prior warning, and she dropped all 14 songs at once. So usually artists release like a single or two before they release the album, but she said, no, all of my songs are equally amazing. And she made a music video for every single song.
Wow.
Instead of just a few of them.
And she like knew that her audience would receive it. Like she didn't need to do a 3 month long campaign to
promote it. Exactly. She went to Instagram and Facebook, I believe, and she asked them to help her get the word out that the album has dropped on this day, and they were like, sure, for you, Beyonce.
Yeah, anything.
Because she's just that cool. She can do it.
Yeah, she's confident.
Believe it or not, that album was the fastest selling on iTunes and went to number one in more than 100 countries. And yeah, she really changed the whole game with that. Really changed how things are done today. Like I said before, there were usually like a couple singles that are released before an album, and that required a record label, like the artist to go through a record label, and that record label would all sit around. There would be like 15 to 20 people at a table, and they would listen to the album and pick which songs they thought would be the singles or the one single. And yeah, she's like a huge part of why that doesn't happen today. So yeah.
Oh, that doesn't happen?
No, not that I believe. Like maybe like some singles, but yeah. She pretty much said like she took away that middleman between her and the fans. She just went straight to the fans.
That's really
she
cool.
said no need for a label, a magazine to get the word out, like this is my music. I'm going to decide what I do with it. And I'm not going to pay any of you guys for it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, I can do it myself. Like, why am I? That's
yeah,
pretty
exactly.
awesome.
So yeah. We love Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, I think I just find it so inspiring that she just switched to country this year with Cowboy Carter and then won the country genre at the Grammys. Like, I think the best country album and just best album, but I don't know. I think that's so awesome that she's like, yeah, I'm going to do country. And then she's just like made something so well respected immediately.
You know, an artist is amazing when they can just completely switch genres and pop off in that genre.
Yeah, and win the category, which is like so crazy. But
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of running out of time here. We want to play some songs for you guys before we go. So this one is Texas Sun by Leon Bridges, another black artist who makes great albums after great albums. I believe the album that's the red cover, I think it's called Coming Home, or that's just a song on it, but that's a really wonderful album if you enjoy this song. So any last words before we go to the music?
I hope you enjoy.
All right, we will see you guys shortly. Right, you'll hear us.
around, you and I.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm Taylor.
And thank you so much for listening to our open mic all about Black History Month. We're coming to the end of the hour here, but you guys got to stay tuned because at 1 p.m., Yago is coming on for an open mic. So be sure to stay tuned for that. I think Taylor's has some last remarks here. But before that, what you just heard was Texas Sun by Leon Bridges. And I'm so sorry. I'm going to butcher this. Krongbin. I'm so sorry. I do not know how to pronounce that. But Texas Sun, I believe they've got an album, Texas Sun, which is really peaceful and nice, easy listening.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Siobhan.
No problem.
So when we sign off, we're going to play some Emerald Osagie for you. She is a Black artist from Vancouver. I love her music. I actually didn't know she was from Vancouver until recently. I just discovered her on Spotify and listened to her religiously. But she actually is releasing her debut album soon, which is so exciting, coming from such an amazing artist like her. And get this, she's going to be having an album release party on Friday, March 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
That's next Friday.
It's next Friday. Yeah, tickets are on sale. You can find them through her Instagram bio. So again, her name is Emerald Osagie. And, you know, if you feel inspired after this open mic and you want to support Black artists, this is such a great way to do so. And you know what? You might even see Siobhan and I there, so you could get to meet us.
I know everyone's been dying for that. So.
Yeah. Dying to meet the faces behind the mic.
The open mic on Thursdays.
So
sign off there?
Yeah. I just want to say, at the album release party, there's also going to be two exclusive performances by special guests.
Oh.
So kind of mysterious, kind of exciting.
Yeah, you got to go to find out.
Yeah.
You got to.
And then, she commented a little bit about the inspiration for her album. And after listening to Ben Howard's Every Kingdom album, Sam Smith's first album, and Noah Cyrus's The Hardest album, she decided to use all real instruments. And she seems really excited about this album drop, so I can't wait to hear what she cooked up.
Me too. Like, we're there.
We're there.
We're there.
So what I'm hearing is, see you next Friday.
See everyone who's listening. My parents, see you there.
Yeah, so really hope you enjoy this song. It's called On My Own.
Enjoy, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Down here before, crying on bathroom floors. Said, I'm sorry, called you up yesterday to tell you what I'm feeling. I'm so sorry, so sorry, but I can't keep on giving you the world, hoping for a little love in return, cause my heart's starting to feel the burn. You said you never meant for me to get hurt, so I'll take my bags and pack my clothes and leave, cause now I know, that I'll be fine all on my stop my mental health, cause I treated you better than myself, and that's costly to cost me. I was scared to be alone, and keep someone half out cold. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. If I met you back when I was a teen, I would have never gotten up to leave. So thank God for that therapy. It can't be everything to everybody. So I did my bags and packed my clothes and leave, cause now I know. Fine all on my own, yeah, yeah. Fine all on my own, yeah. But I can't keep on giving you the world, hoping for a little love in return, cause my heart started to feel the burn. You said you never meant for me to get hurt. So I'll take my bags and pack my clothes and leave, cause now I know.
For real. Like, can you please explain to me why these think this is a game? Like, we won't blah, blah, on their ass. Y'all think y'all can play with us, but this is not a game. We finna take this shit over.
Oceans are the tears I spill from loving you. To that chick, I ain't number two. See the car log I had to steal. She's 6 feet under this, I'm hoping. Checking if you might have left a scar. You didn't mean it, that's just how you spar. You look so still, you are my work of art. Oh. I'm against the window pane at night, it's just the bodies in my room. You should keep your distance, baby, I might get you to. Ask me if there was a witness, I'd say I do not recall. The neighbors get suspicious of the body.